Senator, I know you're talking budget balanced budget amendments tonight, and you know that's an issue that just about everybody in Washington is concerned about and has a way to fix it. What is your solution here tonight, and you know, does it have a chance of passage?
So this is mostly about freshly getting everybody on record. You know, that's been a while since we've done that. It will take political will and discipline to start reforming the main deficit drivers like Social Security, especially Medicare and Medicaid. One side of the aisle is not interested in that. Our side gives it lip service, but very unlikely that we roll up our sleeves and do it, say like we'd have to do back in a state government when you, thank goodness, we've got balanced budget amendments and at least statutes. So no, it'll be there to get people on record. I've been the most outspoken senator about our terrible finances here at the federal government, mostly because so many people depend on it and have no clue how bad a shape we're in because we're not currently feeling any real pain.
The follow-up?
Yeah, there have been balanced budget amendments in the past, and I think they've run into some legal problems. What makes this one a little bit different, and do you think it could pass legal muster?
So that has been a discussion, especially on an amendment. That is a long, circuitous process. A statute is different. But even when you make a law here, we've been most ingenious at undoing it. Like we've had sequestration. We've had budget caps. Those moments of kind of determination, political will, next Congress comes in and undoes it. So here it's about, we're now $30 trillion in debt, just 18 when I came in. We need to start talking about it because we're lucky we're the only reserve currency. A lot of those things could change and change on a dime, and then we're in a pickle and we're in a crisis. It'd be much different if we did something proactively. From what I've seen here, we'll probably be looking over the cliff, if not over it, before we actually tackle it.
Thanks, Dan. It's WIBC. Do we have Chris?
Yes. Senator, you mentioned that $30 trillion in debt and balancing the budget. I mean, with that kind of debt, are we anywhere near the point where this could be done in any kind of quick order? I mean, how long do you think it would take to actually follow the law if that were to become law?
So it would take not a lot more than Rand Paul's penny plan, and that would be either to restrict spending to a 1% increase, flatten it ideally, or maybe a 1% decrease. We spend so much here with so little accountability, and you're borrowing it from our kids and our grandkids. It wouldn't take long if you had the political will and discipline to just start it. I am one of just three senators that will vote against policy I actually like if it doesn't have a real pay for. If you're not honestly keeping, not increasing deficits. But most here, including almost everyone in my own party, will roll over to get what we want on defense, give them everything they want on domestic spending, and all of a sudden you're another $1 trillion in debt. Those base deficits are going to probably be closer to $1.5 trillion now that we've put all the new baseline spending in that's recently crossed the threshold. Sadly, lack of political will until we get it, we'll probably be dealing with a crisis someday.
The spending is putting, I think, a tone of aggravation into your voice when you talk about it. And, I've heard that several times, you know, in speeches on the floor and in addressing the situation. Is this something that's going to aggravate you out of the Senate?
You know, when I came here, it was to be a loud voice on these issues. Dr. Tom Coburn was the only senator from Oklahoma, and he was a term limits guy as well, that made this a big issue. You're kind of like the skunk in the room when you do it, but it needs to be said. And think about it, when I got here, $18 trillion in debt, now 30. Coming out of World War II was the only time we were heavily indebted. We were savers, investors. We paid off the debt, built the interstate highway system. Now, Democrats, this is their cathedral and their growth business. Sadly, Republicans have been very complicit because we roll over when we get what we want on defense, all of government, defense through domestic, probably equally is wasteful when it comes to how we spend the taxpayers' dollar.